Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted, organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Daniel Hartsock, meteorologist, here for another wonderful Weather Wednesday. Welcome.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks so much for being here. You work for National Weather Service Juno, yeah?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you been working for them?
I've been working here a little over a year and a half now.
That's great. I've lived here about 5 years, and I cannot discern any predictable pattern to the weather whatsoever.
It's changing every year.
Yeah. So before we jump into that, let's hear a little bit more about yourself. How did you get into studying the weather?
Oh, sure. I grew up in Oklahoma. And so living out there, we'd get a lot of the large thunderstorms and a lot of different types of weather as well. And so that just piqued my fascination, just the way the clouds would develop and produce all this energy from basically nothing during the day. And then after that, I went on to school and actually got my master's in the weather from the University of Utah. And so I lived out in Utah for a while before moving out here to Juneau.
Excellent. And down in Oklahoma, did you ever see a tornado?
Yes, I've seen a couple tornadoes down there, but I've never chased one, actually.
That was going to be my next question.
Yep.
I'm sure you know some people who have.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, could there ever be a tornado in Juno?
Can't say never.
Good answer. All right. So let's talk about the weather. These last few months of Weather Wednesdays have been all about the drought. But we got a ton of rain recently, so yay, drought over, right?
I wouldn't call it a ton of rain.
So no.
No.
All right. Well, tell us what's the current situation with the levels in the drought?
Well, as a lot of people have realized, September's a wet season. It's September and October are the wet season out here in Juneau. And September started out rather dry. But then finally we got some rains, which is very nice. But unfortunately, it wasn't quite up to normal for the month. Many locations saw the deficit continue to increase. And so we're continuing to fall further behind according to normal precipitation that we'd typically get.
So I listened to a podcast called Weather Seekers. I hear you've been on that before.
Yeah, it's a great podcast.
Yeah, so that's out of National Weather Service Juno. It's a lot of fun to listen to. And from 2 weeks ago, I think, about mid-September, they were talking about this very issue, the drought. And they mentioned that to catch up to average, we would need 5 feet of rain. Is that like before the end of the year?
Oh, that's over time. And that's not necessarily here in Juno itself, but in the more drought-stricken areas like Southern Panhandle and up in Yakutat area.
And is that close to what we would need here in Juno to catch up?
Not quite. We don't need quite that much rainfall here in Juno, but definitely we're still lacking.
So for the areas that, for everybody who's been affected, how possible is it to catch up?
It's possible, definitely. It'll take time. It's not just going to happen by the end of this year, because that's a lot of rainfall, a lot of precipitation. But we definitely can have a rainy season in the next year or two if it occurs. That could cause us to catch up, or we could continue to fall behind.
Yeah, so what does that mean then if we don't catch up, or if this continues for a couple more years, or if it becomes the new normal, then what?
Well, if it does become the new normal, which we're not expecting it to be, we expect the rain to return. The way things are going, we expect actually more rainfall than normal.
All right.
To happen, but. If it did happen that way, then it would focus on certain impacts that are affecting some of the communities. And that's kind of one of the things we're trying to partner with our partners there.
right? Get some information from people there on the front lines there. So it sounded like you were sort of hinting at it. The seasonal forecast, is there more precipitation predicted for when we talk about seasonal, we're talking about October, November, December?
Yeah. We're actually, if we're looking at just the start of October, we're definitely looking at a little bit more precipitation to start out the month of October. But looking out at the more seasonal long range through December, typically the Climate Prediction Center, which puts out these outlooks, will kind of look at climate variability across the globe and how that affects our weather here in Southeast Alaska. And right now, there's not really any clear signal as to whether we'll get more precipitation or near normal or less than average, less than normal precipitation, which is also due to the fact that something called El Nino, which typically would give us a little bit wetter season during the winter, mm-hmm. is kind of neutral right now.
I see.
So that's one of the indicators that they look at. So really, we don't know.
It could go either way.
Yep.
All right. Is it too early to talk about snow?
It's never too early to talk about snow.
I don't know what exactly I want to talk about snow, but we know it's going to come. You said the seasonal outlook is neutral. So as temperatures drop, you know, mm-hmm. if there's precipitation, it will be snow, obviously.
Well,
what do we know now?
Well, we know that there will be snow this winter. Definitely.
Well, that's good.
But one thing I didn't mention about the seasonal outlook was the temperatures. They do see that we are expecting warmer than normal temperatures.
I see.
Which is, with the kind of a warming climate that we've been seeing, that's kind of expected. And so this winter, they're looking at leaning towards more likely normal or above normal temperatures. Mm. And that would impact the snow. Like whether we get precipitation, it's most likely could be more likely rain than snow, but definitely will be snow. So most likely we'll be seeing less snowfall than normal.
Really? I think there's some people out there who didn't want to hear that. What kind of winter are you hoping for on a personal note?
Personal note, I love to see the snow, but if it sticks around for a couple days, that's nice, but I don't like driving in the snow.
No.
But if it stays up in the mountains, we love that.
Sure, yeah. I feel about the same way. But I do like to get out and ski, so I hope there's enough snow for that. Okay, so let's shorten our view a little bit and just talk about this weekend's forecast. When I came on to introduce the show, I gave a little, like, forecast through Thursday. Looks like the rain might be moving out, at least for the moment. What's the weekend look like?
Yeah, as I kind of hinted earlier, kind of a more wet start to this October. Mm-hmm. We are expecting another low-pressure system to move into the Gulf. And with we're in a kind of northerly wave pattern where we'll get this front that comes through like yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then the low will kind of come by and we get some showers. And that's kind of what's going to happen this weekend. Expecting another front to come through maybe Friday night through Saturday with some more showers, possible Sunday. And temperatures will be very fall-like. In the 50s.
Okay. Sounds like great weather to catch up on anything you need to do inside.
Oh, definitely.
weather.gov/Juno is the best place to go for the most accurate forecasts around. And again, Weather Seekers Podcast, there's about 4 complete episodes up online, and you can find those there as well. I really enjoy that. It's a much deeper dive than we do here on the show of the forecast and outlooks, and you also get to hear from all the meteorologists on that podcast. So I like that as well. I know they're on a break right now. Do you have any idea when they will resume?
We are in the process of kind of fixing some software issues.
Oh, okay.
But I expect to get started up hopefully later this month.
Oh, no stranger to technical difficulties here at KTOO. Daniel Hartsock, meteorologist for National Weather Service Juneau, thanks so much for being here today. And I hope you have a great weekend in the rain.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.